Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Back online. Alright. Bye. Okay. Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. I am having all kinds of fucking technical difficulties. It was storming here, so my internet has been in and out. So please forgive me for the foolishness that's going on with my damn show. I swear it's always one thing or another. When it rains, I have Time Warner. So, like I said, please forgive me and my lateness. You know, I'm always trying to be on time and everything like that. And I haven't been on air for quite a while. So you guys just have to bear with me. We have a lot of things going on tonight. Dahlia will be calling in a little while. I dropped my mixtape this week, or yesterday, and the magazine is going to be dropping soon. And then also, let me see. Oh, tonight's topic is going to be home records, because we're going to be talking about this song that I heard and saw on, what the fuck was it? Oh, it was Core DJ's website, and it was called Home Wrecker. And I guess the chick considered herself to be a home wrecker, And me being the type of person that I am, I want to know what is a homewrecker. If a person isn't taking care of home, does that mean that if they go out and cheat that they're, you know, I feel like you go out and you cheat with somebody that's taking care of your needs, that home isn't taken care of, is that making you a homewrecker? So it's just like some different things that we're going to be talking about tonight and whatnot. So let me see. I'm waiting for my co-host to call in. And, you know, we're going to get everything started. Because me personally, I don't feel like it's like if I tell my man he's not taking care of home and I give him like a few warnings and he still doesn't do what I ask or fix what's wrong and I go step out, I don't feel like the person that I'm fucking is wrecking my home. I feel like the person that's not fixing what's wrong with home is the homewrecker, because if you have a solid ground, then nobody can like mess that up or whatever. So, I have been drinking margaritas. I had dinner. I had, like, a really good time. So, tonight is just going to be one of those moments where I'm just going to be feeling myself, and we're going to just have, like, we're gonna ride this motherfucking chocolate wave tonight. That's all I can say. We are going to ride the motherfucking wave. I am feeling it. I am feeling it. I am feeling it. So, what I'm going to do is play some songs or whatever. And I was coming home tonight, and I heard, like, one of my songs by Big Sean and Chris Brown, My Last. That's, like, my shit. So, and then I'm going to play my mixtape. I'll probably say that for Friday or Saturday, because I don't know how my internet connection is going to hold up or whatever. So, anyway, what I'm going to do is go ahead and play Big Sean, My Last. So, I want the explicit lyrics, so just hold on for a second. So, here we go. My Last.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my left. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this fast up like it's my last. Swear I'ma swear I'ma do it like I never had it at. Oh 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 oh. Like I never had it at. Drink it all like it's my last. She is 7 in the face with a 10 in the ass. And she even looks better by the end of my glass. See, I'm walking pressure in the purse off in this motherfucker. I'ma need the baddest bra to twerk off in this motherfucker. I'ma go harder till it hurts off in this motherfucker. I'm a boss, so you gotta work off in this motherfucker. And I could get you anything you want. I could put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean. Grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Yeah. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around and make the show for it.
Hands up in the air. Three times for the baddest chick in the world. Got her hands up in the air. Yeah. Now I'ma hit this drink up.
Chilling, glad the weather fucking died down. It was crazy here earlier. Like crazy. We had like so many tornadoes touch down, and I work in a fucking glass building. And
wow.
Yeah, I just was not feeling work today, so.
Wow, that, ooh, shit. Damn. I would be scared, too, because that's some serious shit.
It really is. Like, it was right up the highway. Like, when I tell you I can feel the building shaking, like, I could really feel the building shaking. And, like, we saw, like, transformers and shit blowing up from my building because, like, lightning, I guess, had hit and a transformer fucking blew up. I'm like, oh, no. It's time to go. And, you know, some people, they like to wait till the last minute. My job, they're talking about, okay, everybody, get back on the phones. Get back on the phones.
Oh, hey.
I'm like, look, I'm going to be on the phone, but not with none of these customers. I'm going to call, check on my child, call my family. Nah, y'all tripping.
That is the worst. When you're at work and your fucking boss is so fucking they can care less about shit. Other than numbers, money, production, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all these things going on and you got family outside and it's just like, mm-hmm. Okay, look, this ain't going to work because something got to give. Something has really got to give. Like,
right.
I couldn't be you because I would have snapped. Like, really? Like, are you serious? Get the fuck out of here. Like.
Oh, I was just like, I mean, I told my boss, I was like, look, I know you ain't got no kids, but I have an 8-month-old, and I'm about to call his daycare. He's like, I'm not about to get on the phones and work right now. I need to be aware of my surroundings. We're in a glass building, if you haven't noticed, and yeah, black people don't do so well in emergencies like this, so I'm going to need to know when I need to run my ass down the stairs. So every little lightning bolt I saw, thunder, I'm headed toward that staircase. I'm like, shit. And you know, then they're just like, oh, well, we'll know. I'm looking at the radar. We'll know when it's coming our way. I'm like, that ain't good enough for me.
I mean, you can't really know when it's going to come.
You can't. You can't.
Tell you all the time that, okay, we spotted it on the Doppler radar, and
right.
So what I've learned is it's of active nature, so God is in control of that, so it's like,
yes.
It feels like throwing a snowball that's a tornado at you, fucking radar ain't gonna pick it up. You gonna
exactly
be that fucking funnel cloud swallowing your ass up with some shit right around you. Man,
exactly.
You can kill me with that shit. Like,
yes, and I was like, okay, but yet I, because what had happened was I went downstairs to this little spot where they make like little breakfast sandwiches, salads, and shit like that. So I'm in there getting something for my manager, and I'm listening to the radio, and they're like, oh, under tornado watch, which tornado watches, they always happen in Dallas. It's like, okay, that's not a big deal. But they were like, oh, if you're in these counties, you need to seek shelter now. I was like, okay, this is different. They don't never say this. They don't never really go into alert like this. So, like, I went back to the building, and I work for an alarm company. So they just clueless, everybody on the phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need y'all to check that news out. By then, one was already, like, touched down maybe 5 miles away from us. I said, oh, no. It was crazy. I couldn't drive nowhere, but I sure called my son's daycare, and my sister went and picked him up. So,
mm-mm. I mean, I'm just glad that you're okay, because, I mean, I know how that feels. It's like, one time I cheated on my boyfriend, right? Now, this bitch is a known cheater. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I meet this dude that he was locked up with, and the dude was fun, and we kind of, you know, hit it off, not knowing that, you know, when I first met him, I didn't know that he knew my dude or whatever. So,
right.
I sat there and, you know, we flirted and we fucked around or whatever. Why, when I went and cheated on him and was leaving, I dropped my kids off at school that morning and I went to go fuck him. Could you please tell me why, when I'm driving home, I get caught in a fucking tornado? Like,
what?
Literally caught in the middle of a tornado. You can see the little funnel.
Yeah.
Like, then it's like the lightning, and you see like it hitting the transformers, and it's knocking it out. And
yes.
It's
scary shit. Like your whole life just everything just fucking stops. It's crazy.
And like my thing is like, why is it when I cheat I get caught in a fucking tornado? Fucking cheat, it's all good. I'm just like, oh man, like God, just let me make it home. If you let me make it home, I won't cheat again. And
right.
What is, I'm calling him, telling him what happened, and this bitch is still laid up with a bitch cheating. So why is it?
What?
Fucking punished. Like, I'm not understanding. Like, really? Like, this nigga anywhere. All I did was give up a little bit of pussy, and I got caught in a major tornado. I'm crying like, Mom, the light, the storm. And I was just like, and the dick wasn't even good. I didn't even get an orgasm. Like,
that's the worst. Ugh.
Like,
don't you just feel like you wasted your life? Don't you just feel like... You know, it's like going to a restaurant, eating, and then you're not fucking satisfied, but you fucking still gotta pay, and you be mad as a motherfucker, like, oh, fuck this, I'm gonna take hella mints on the way out or something.
I'm just like, you know what, I can't do this, I'm done, I am so done, and my tweet deck is not fucking responding, so I gotta close that bitch down. So, basically, tonight...
I hate tweet deck.
I love it at certain times. Tonight's subject is about this Jade.com, and it's by LaJade, and it's called Homewrecker. So it's like, when I heard this song, I'm sitting there listening to it, and I'm going to have to write a blog about it because it made me think about, okay, Homewrecker. Like,
what,
you know, somebody
is a homewrecker?
Somebody asked me to write an article about it on the site, and I'm like, okay, fine. And I'm just like, homewrecker. Like, what is the definition of a homewrecker? You know, we're so quick to say, like, oh, if we're pursuing somebody that's in a relationship, oh, you're wrecking their home.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I think it starts with your mate not taking care of home or neglecting some shit that you gotta go elsewhere and look for. So why
this
can't
is true.
The homewrecker start with the motherfucker that's neglecting you? Like, that's how I feel. So
that's true.
I posed that question, and it's just like, you know, and then it's like, what if, okay, you know somebody's in a relationship and you're pursuing them and then they give into temptation, then I would say, okay, you a homewrecker. But,
right.
Like, it's like, to me,
it all starts at home.
Yes. So what about...
I definitely agree.
Yeah, so what about the motherfucker that's not taking care of home? Like, you know, how can you sit there and be like, oh, it's the guy's fault, this, that, and the third. And I can't
right.
say that. I cannot say that. So, I mean, it's all...
I mean, like, I feel it can go both ways because there are some men out there who have a good-ass woman who does everything and they still can't be faithful. They just fucking cheat and cheat and cheat. And at that time, they have a fucking problem. But at the same time, it's those women who know and who are comfortable with their man cheating. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, some bitches, and I have a girlfriend, you know, the signs is there. She know her man is fucking cheating. But she'd rather stay with him and feel like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter. He comes back home to me. So
now
in that situation, she's her own fucking homewrecker. That's how I feel, because you know what he's doing. And a motherfucker's only going to do what the fuck you allow them to.
True indeed. True indeed. I'm a firm believer in that, you know, you only do what you allowed to do. So if you allow your man to fuck up, don't get mad when he just keeps staying fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, see, I watch too many fucking torture movies for that shit.
I'm just like, it's like you get what the fuck you ask for. And so my thing is, if your mate is coming to you and telling you, like, look, P, Chop, whatever, you're not taking care of home. You're not meeting my physical needs. Yo, I'm telling you, like, you're not giving me enough pussy. You're not sucking my dick like I like it. You're not giving me enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming.
Right.
We're in a relationship and my balls hurt. Bitch, fix it. And if I choose to continue to neglect you, I'm wrecking my home. I can't get mad that you're going to go out and get pussy from somebody else. I can't get mad at that. Because
she
chose to let you go out and do what the fuck you're going to do. So I can't be mad at that. But anybody
that's true.
Who me knows I like to fuck. It's more
me too.
You know what I'm saying? My sex drive is stronger than his, or you're not giving me enough attention. You're not giving me enough affection. So don't get mad when I'm talking to my friends and they're giving me what the fuck you're not giving me, and I done told you what the fuck is wrong. So no, they're not the homewrecker. You're the homewrecker because you're wrecking our home because you're not recognizing that you're falling the fuck off. So I'm
going to go
ahead and move on and do what the fuck I need to do. I'm going to take care of me. I tell a dude when I first meet him, I'm high maintenance with attention and affection. I like to fuck. I like to fuck 3-4 times a day, every day, and I like to fuck all day on Saturday. So,
and see, the thing is, guys, like, when they hear that, they're like, oh, yeah, I can handle that. But when it's time to be about it, they really go, oh, man, babe, I'm tired. I just can't get it up right now. I don't know. And, you know, from jump. You have to have that fucking stamina. That's just it. So many dudes, you know, they walk around and they act like they is just so with it. And it's because these bitches blow their fucking heads up and they don't be about shit. So when they come in contact with a real woman who knows how to fuck, you know, it's like a different story. I mean, I hate, you know, when people are like, oh, yeah, I heard about him. He's good or this, this, and that. And he's probably not shit. You know, like, don't hype somebody up and they're horrible.
I mean, it's like, me personally, fix what the fuck is wrong. Like, fix
that's
it
right.
before it's too late. Because then if not, then, you know, your girlfriends won't be mad at bitches like us. Like, oh, she's a homewrecker because she fucked him, this, that, and the third. I feel like if your significant other is initiating the contact on going outside of the home, because they're not getting what the fuck they need, then why the fuck are you blaming the other person? You know what I'm saying? It'd be different if, you know, that person knew. Because a lot of people don't tell the truth. Me, personally, I'm a tell the truth.
My
man ain't taking care of home. We've had this discussion. I need some dick. I like to fuck. And if I'm in a relationship with you, then you need to fuck me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be talking to somebody else telling them they need to fuck me. So just like...
I shouldn't even have time to do that if you were taking care of what you were supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I feel.
You know, like, my thing is like, look, take the time, the same time you got with hanging with your boys, watching football, take that same time, bang my back out, going about your business, and then we cool. Come back
right.
Home. Give me some more dick and keep it in. Keep it moving.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's not a matter of being fucking clingy because, I mean, that's really not it. It's just, if I'm horny, like, and we're in a relationship, I feel that you should fuck me whenever I feel that I want to be fucked. Like, to me, that shouldn't be a problem. Like, whenever I come home from work and I'm tired or I've been dealing with my son all day or whatever, you know, and I'm exhausted, maybe even have a fucking cold or whatever the circumstance, I'm tired. You know, if my man tells me he wants some head, I'm going to just give it to him. You know what I'm saying? Or it'll even be times that I don't feel like doing it, and he won't even ask for it. He'll be asleep, and I'll do it anyway just because, you know, it's a duty. Like, when you're in a relationship, it's something that needs to be done. That's how I feel. Like, and it's better when it's a surprise. You know what I mean? Like breakfast head, or you're asleep and you wake up to somebody sucking your dick or somebody eating your pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is the best. Element of surprise, people. Element of fucking surprise.
Hell yes! Most definitely. And most definitely. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? You wake up and that person is giving you what you need, good and plenty. It's like, it's no problem with, okay, you know what, my man takes care of me, my woman takes care of me, I'm happy, this, that, and the third, you know. And, you know, it's not just a physical thing, it could be emotional and mental, you know what I'm saying, spiritual.
Right.
It's like, if you take
spiritual.
Yeah, then there's no way for anybody to come in and fuck up your home. But everybody is so quick to be like, oh, the person that you're fucking, this, that, and the third. But, you know, with this song, it was based, from my understanding and reading the description on YouTube, it was based on a true story and a true decision that this chick made to mess with a guy that was in a situation or a relationship. And...
Mm-hmm.
Felt like she was the homewrecker, you know, he's with her, but he got to go home before the sun come up, this, that, and the third. Me, personally, I can't be second best. Like, I can fuck you, and we, like, fucking have a good time, but it's like, I can't really see myself being second to none, second to another chick. I'm a top.
Right.
I'm an omega. I'm alpha. Like, I have to be the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, messing with dudes, then you can be my, side dude. Like, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. You can be my side dude because the main thing ain't handling what it's supposed to handle. So I'm
right.
That. But it's like, I can't sit here and be like, okay, I'm a homewrecker. Have I messed with people that were in relationships and shit like that? Of course. Their shit was fucked up before me and Chica ever jumped on the scene. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, no. Oh, I'm a homewrecker. I feel so bad. No, bitch, you wasn't handling your business. If your man felt the need to come somewhere else to get what you wasn't giving him.
Literally.
Don't get mad.
Why don't you tell people who don't know who Chica is just exactly who Chica is?
Yeah, Chica is my pussy. I have her tattooed right across there. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
I need a picture of that. I've never seen that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Chica is the coochie. Chica is the coochie. My
I knew the name, but I didn't know you had it tatted.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
That's hilarious.
I sure do. I'm like, you know. So my thing is, don't get mad at me and Chica feeling, calling us homewreckers because your man stepped out and got what you wasn't giving him.
And woke him home.
Yeah. And I mean, that can be in a female-female relationship. Home is the essential, taking care of home is the essential key to having a prosperous and healthy-ass relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you ain't taking care of home, home is going to get taken care of somewhere else. You can't get fucking mad or any of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, in my situation, I'm like, look, 3 months, less than 10 times with some dick, like, hey. Hey. I mean, I'm about to know plenty of home wreckers, but they not wrecking home. My man
yeah.
wrecking home because he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. So, like, I mean, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to play this song. I'm going to let you listen to it. And then you give me your take on it. And people, please call in. Let me know, what is your definition of a home worker? Is it the person that's not taking care of home? Is it the person that the significant other is stepping out with? Or, I mean, because it's like so many questions, answers when you think about that. You can't just blame one person or whatever. I mean, I'm just feeling like, you know, shit. I mean, I'm not going to blame the nigga that I fuck, because he's giving me what the fuck I'm not getting. He's going to take care of my kids. Or I can take this boy, but every now and then I need some hot cum on my back and my stomach. So my boy can't do that. So we're going to play Homewrecker by LeJ. This is also on the Core DJ site on the main page. It's from Miami. And this is her story. So let's see what the hell she got to say. And we're going to come back and talk about it some more. All
right.
It's coming.
Last night we made love. Boy, that's what I thought it was. Or was it a lie? Or am I just a lady on the side?
Just a lady on the side.
See somebody hug that. Something that he'll never be to me. Unless I make believe, that's why it's killing me.
Cause I don't wanna be another homewrecker.
Please don't make me a
homewrecker.
I don't wanna be a
homewrecker.
You should be out of here. You should be gone, boy. Don't let the sun beat you home.
What?
you gone, and boy, don't let the sun beat you home.
Okay, so how do you feel about that song?
I feel like somebody was falling in love, and I mean, they definitely, I don't know, this is the thing, like, if people want to mess around and shit, like, in the beginning, you have to have an understanding as to, you know, what it's going to be. You know, what is the situation? Are you not happy? You just looking for something on the side? You just want to fuck? I don't want to fall in love, you know what I'm saying? And, like, that's just it. Like, if you know you got some good-ass pussy or whatever, then you just can't be flinging it around, because niggas is going to fall in love. Bitches might fall in love. And that's when it all goes bad. Like, seriously. Like, seriously. That's when it goes bad. I mean, I don't know. If two people can fuck around and... I don't know. Niggas is grown. You can do what you want to do, but...
I mean,
shit, it ain't, if you think it's wrong, then it's wrong. But if you find, I mean, if everybody know their place and motherfuckers just do like they supposed to do, and, but see, that's the thing. That's why guys get caught up. It's because women, we like to let that other woman know that we were there. Niggas, they don't give a fuck if you got a man or not. They'll let you go home to that nigga as long as you putting out on that pussy for him. He don't give a fuck. He'll be there as long as you want him to. But another girl, she wants that other girl to know that she's there, and she'll start falling for that nigga and doing anything to mess up that relationship. That's why men get caught up, because we always leave, oh, I left something in his car, oh, I left my drawers underneath his pillow, or, oh, the lipstick on the collar. Niggas, oh, let me make sure I throw this condom away. You know, like, they don't do sneaky shit like that. That's why women don't too much get caught cheating.
Yeah, but there are some guys, like, that do that shit. Like, there are some bitchified guys that feel like, okay, you know what, like, this chick is in love with this dude. He ain't treating her right. I can treat her better.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
She go just as hard as a trifling ass female to let the nigga know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of them might even ball like, yo, my nigga, like, you need to just go ahead and let her go for the simple fact you ain't taking care of home. I'll fuck her
yeah.
best you ever will. Like, she giving me the pussy more than she giving it to you. I mean, me personally, if a dude steps to another dude and just let him know, like, yo, look, I'm taking care of the shit that you ain't taking care of. You need to be a bigger man and just go ahead and leave her alone and let her come home with me.
See, but that all goes back to how good your pussy is, too. Because if you got some old mediocre-ass pussy, you know, he ain't gonna give a fuck. But if you got that shit that's just making a nigga like, damn, like, I can't stop thinking about this bitch, like, what the fuck? Then, of course, because he gonna be fiending for it. This nigga gonna be living under a bridge as long as he getting that pussy, like.
Yeah, you have a point there. You really do. But
and, like, this is the thing. Like, I've always, like, it took me so long to be able to have a one-night stand. Like, there's been so many times, like, shit, I want to have a one-night stand. But they always turn into relationships.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's not because of me. It's because these niggas, they hit me up on Facebook or they find me somehow. Has that ever happened to you? Like, you wanted to leave the shit just as a one-night stand?
No, because I'm too much like a dude. Like, I'm like, look, I want to fuck. I need a nut. And this is before I started playing with toys. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, look,
right,
we going to fuck. I mean, I have no attachment or nothing like that. I don't even want you to fucking call me. Text me, let me know you got home if it's like in the middle of the night. You know,
I've done that.
Ain't
I've
no
done that.
None of that shit. I stand my ground, because if the motherfucker call me the next day, guess what? I'm not answering the fucking phone. I'm not answering the text messages. If I see your ass out the next door,
you're an animal. That's why you're a dog.
I'm just saying, even if it's good, I'm not gonna tell him, especially if he got a man. I'm gonna be like, especially this is what men fuck up at. Like they know they got good dick, right? And they like straight fucking the hell out of you, and it's like, yeah, girl, you gonna love this dick. This pussy gonna be mine. Blah 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 blah. I look at them like, really. Really? Now, the dick could be really good. I'm not going to sit there and tell them, like, oh, this is some good dick. You know?
Yeah.
I get a name because dick is good. But trust
me. Yeah, that's some shit to make me be quiet. Like, you know, if they just acting like they dick is so good, I'll just be sitting there like, oh, that's what's up. I'll fucking get on my phone and start tweeting while he hitting that shit from the back. And be like, oh, since you're so into yourself.
Like, I've had some great dick lately. And it's not like I'm like, oh, man, I feel like I need to hit it again. They're calling me like, what's up? Nothing.
Right.
Like, it was good, but it wasn't super great. It wasn't super great to where I'm like, I need that shit the next day. It was
right.
And a lot of times if I bust a nut, as my nut is coming out, I'm losing interest in you. So once the nut is out, I want you out.
Gotta go. No, don't. You just make sure you have your clothes by the door. That way you can put them on as you're going down the stairs. Yeah, okay.
I mean, pretty much, like, get the fuck on. Like, I'm good. I'm Gucci. And I was thinking about that the other night. Like, okay, what makes dick good enough to make me want to have it again? Like, it's good for me to have an orgasm, but then a lot of times, like, I don't even want them touching me no more. But then I come across some situations, you know, like last night, and oh my God, I didn't get enough, so to speak. You know what I mean? So it's like, wow. It's like,
okay.
Okay, you know, one time, two times, could have been three times, but he was tired. I was energized. I was like the Energizer Bunny. Bounce, 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 bounce. You know, I could have jumped up and hit a punching bag and danced around the floor, stood on my head or some shit like that. And, like, you know, I be asking myself, like, okay, why is it the person can be nice, I can have an orgasm, the dick is good, but I don't want them no fucking more. And it's like, it's really sad for me to do that, but I guess it comes from being around men, hearing how men do females. I feel like I am the spokesperson for women. I have to dog men to let them know, like, yo, this is what you do to females, and it don't feel good when you do it to, when it's being done to you, so don't do it to females. So you can call me the Robin Hood of the one night stands, the Robin Hood of stealing some nut I'm a dude to get my nut, or just take his dick. I mean, call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't care. Just call me the dick taker.
What?
Yes.
The Dickinator.
Robin Hood of females.
I'm going to call you the Dick Slayer. Yes. I'm here to slay some dick right quick.
Call me the Dick Slayer. I'm taking dick and dissing it. I'm dissing you. What's my nut? I don't want you no more. Like, you served your purpose. I feel like a beast. When we sting you, we go somewhere and die, or the queen bee is the shit. It's like, the niggas live for us. So, y'all fuck for me, and then when I'm done with you, I don't want you anymore. I kick you and put you away. That's it.
Done. Go pray mantis or black widow style and just fucking bite his head off when you're done. Like, some of these men better be lucky that we do not live in the fucking animal or insect kingdom. Because half of y'all niggas would not be alive. You would get one nut in your whole life, and after that, just be dead. That shit sucks.
That would be good. That would be a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because,
I mean, you do that to them anyway, and if their dick isn't good, their whole fucking career is dead, so.
I mean, I feel like this. It's like, you know, an old girl, you know, she was in a situation with a man, but my thing is, you gotta keep an open right. not leave you for her. It doesn't matter how good your pussy is, you're going to always be the side bitch. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Even though wifey ain't taking care of home, she's still wifey and she has the title. So
you're
giving him pussy to get him through whatever rough times him and old girl got. And then once they work them out, your ass is like out. You know what I'm saying? You already outside looking in, but your ass is literally be fucking out. I can't be that motherfucker because
me
either. I'll be like, you know what? You gonna take me home. Me and your wife gonna lay side by side, and whoever fucks you the best and endures you, that's who the fuck you gonna be with.
That's some shit right there.
I mean, because I know my pussy is like banging. I think when God made me, he made me like KFC, that secret recipe pussy. That's how
I extra crispy, no. You are so stupid.
I can't tell you what's in it. It's like Prego. It's in there. Whatever you think is in there. I got ecstasy pussy. That shit just makes you feel so
you be thirsty in the bed. You gotta have a fucking whole case of water next to the bed and shit.
Be like, ooh, like, you remember Harlem Nights when old dude fucked Sunshine? He called his wife. He's like, I ain't ever coming back. Yes, I'm just saying. Like, and then it's different because it's like when you have good pussy and you know how to work it, where in the fuck is it gonna go? He's not going to go anywhere. He's going to go down, and then you're going to get his dick back up. His dick is going to go down. You're going to get his dick back up. Then, after you hit him with the good-ass pussy,
you got to finish it off with some head.
Yes. It's like when he thinks it can't get any better, he's laying in the bed, right? And you're sucking his dick so good. Then he started getting them permanent cramps in his toes, and he got, like, crow's toes. And then sucking him, and the fucking nuts get tight, and you know he's about to bust because his dick gets wider and shit like that. And then
that's when you stop sucking it, you jump on it, and you fuck it till it comes.
You just keep sucking it, and it's like you sucking that shit like a pixie straw. You know how you like
when the shit won't come out, you get to the end, and it's all wet the fuck up, and the last little bit won't come out.
You keep Suck it, and that motherfucker's eyes is rolled in the back of his head. You think he having convulsions.
And then you get the noises.
And he's sucking his thumb. And you're just like, yeah, motherfucker, I got you now. And he just lays right there. And you play with him like, what's wrong, boo? And you, like, kiss the dick. Dick is super sensitive. He like,
yes, and then that twitching.
Hello, don't touch me. So then he's got the bitch in him. He's got the bitch roll in him. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
See, my shit is ride that shit, reverse cowgirl. Jumping off of it, sucking his dick and stroking that shit, getting back on it, riding it, and just going back and forth, until he's about to fucking come, and that's my shit.
Of course,
we do other things, but that's the nitty gritty. Just because, you know, like, I guess that whole image that they're getting when you ride reverse. You know, they can see it going in the pussy and how your ass is just bouncing.
Woo, girl.
They love that shit. Love that shit. And then when you squeeze your pussy muscles just because you know you got that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's tight already, but the fact that you can just squeeze, like, as you're coming up on the head of his dick, right along the line of the shaft, and he's just like, fuck.
Or, you know what? I mean, I know what I'm about to say is, like, crazy or whatever, or when you and your man, you're having a threesome, and he has a big dick, and he's punishing the bitch, and it's like you're actually up close on him, and you're seeing the dick slide in. You see it slide out. You see it slide in. see it slide out. And that bitch is getting bigger, and you like slapping his ass like, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
I can't say that. I've never had a threesome before.
Man, you tell that one, like, roll that bitch over. Fuck her doggy style. I'm not fucking playing with you. You better punish her. Man, my nipples get hard. My clit get hard. I feel like, oh, now pull your, like, you know, like, come fuck me now. You know what I'm saying?
And, like, so y'all fuck around and plan a threesome and then get mad and start fighting that bitch.
But what I'm telling you, like, when you're sitting there and you're giving the orders and you're being dominant to both of them, like, that is, like, the ultimate sexual high. Like, I'm telling you, like, there is nothing you can do that can, like, oh, my God. Like, I had a threesome, a partial threesome, with my best friend and her fiancé before they got married. And I was, like, out of commission, so I couldn't fuck. So I could suck, and I could tell him how to fuck his girl. That shit was so fucking crazy because I was so turned on because I'm like, yo, fuck that bitch. Like, man, stop fucking playing. Dig in that pussy. Like, slap her ass. I want to see her shit. I want to see some bruises. Like, spread them ass cheeks apart. Fuck that.
Yeah.
What the fuck is you waiting on? Like, you lucky I don't have a strap on because I will fuck her like I want her to be fucked. And he was like, yo, I'm loving it. His dick was getting bigger. Her nipples was getting harder. I was being turned on. I'm pulling her hair because I just was like, oh, my God. Like,
you were you're a bedroom cheerleader.
Yes.
Get a girl.
That's
see, I fuck around and be doing it. And if you compliment me, I'd be like, thank you, girl. You like that? Shit.
Man, like, God. And then it's like, this is my ultimate. It's like to be sucking the dick with the chick and me and her kiss and wish he, like, nuts on both of our mouths. That is, like, a ultimate, like, ooh, wow. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? And we got a New York caller. I'm going to take this call.
I'm scared.
517. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, see, I'm going to have to play Lil Wayne and Drake, the motto or something, because I swear, I'm just letting you guys know, after I get off the air, I am going to fuck my toy. This weekend, I'm on a mission. I am looking for some pussy for me and a special dude to fuck. You're in the Greensboro area, you got a big dick, and you got some stamina, and you want to have a threesome? Holla at your girl.
Just so y'all know, this does not stop after we get off the air. I get random text messages from her throughout the day. Just so y'all know, this shit is real.
Oh, we're going to take the 517-769. You're riding the chocolate wave with Chuck Mommy and Dahlia. How can we help you?
Man, I'm just cooling back, man, but y'all done heated things up. Wow. That's just crazy. You going ham right now.
But I'm dead ass serious.
I hear it all in your voice. Man.
Exactly.
Oh, look, she getting frustrated thinking about it. Look at her.
Man, look at here. Like, y'all just don't understand. Like, I have not had a threesome, or I haven't had no pussy since 2007. You feel me? So, it is time for me to have a threesome and get fucked in my ass, because I haven't had anal since 2009. So, it's like a lot of things that I need to do. And I need.
Damn, why are you waiting so long?
Because I haven't found the right dick. Now, this is my fear. Having a threesome with a man that cannot handle me let alone handle to another chick. You feel me? Because, like, if I'm bringing you into that situation, I need you to be able to handle your business. I need you to fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? I need you to bring it. Like, it's just...
Energizer bunny status.
Yes, I don't need you to be coming. Like, you fuck me and then you come, and we gotta wait an hour for your dick to get back up. Like, you know, I can bring you... I can revamp a dick in like 10, 15 minutes with my mouth because my head game is a felony. That's what they're telling me.
Wow. Oh.
I can't be around you. You're a bad influence on me.
It's nothing worse than you having a threesome and you talking this chick like, yo, ma, I got this, my dude. We gonna fuck. We gonna have a good time. You bring him and he come within 15 minutes. And one of us ain't get fucked. We gonna look at this nigga like, really?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Yeah, man, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's gonna have to pull out the BlackBerry and do a blast like, yo, dick me. I need about two more dicks to fuck me and my girl. What's good? Like, can you handle
it? Wait, you gotta fill out a whole fucking application. What's your social?
Say word, you gotta at least go a half hour.
Yeah.
Minimum.
With child, nah, 4 hours minimum with her ass. She crazy.
I mean, before you nut once. You got to go at least a half hour before you nut once.
Yes.
Once you get that one out the way, you should be good money for the rest of the night.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, really, you should be prepped. The real man will be prepped anyways. He been and busted that off in the shower before he even showed up, so...
I like the way you think.
Yeah, you show up prepared. At least I do, but, you know, everybody, it's a lot of lames out here, so.
Okay,
They're not really up on the sex game.
How big is your dick? Because, I mean, I want something nice. I mean, if it ain't that long, if it's, like, under 7, I'll accept you being fat. But I would prefer you to be in the 9 club because I'm really fond of 9 inches. You know, I like cocky with the 9, and I'm not talking about the 9 millimeter. I want 9 inches. I want it to be thick, and I want to take all of that, and I want the light on so I can see that shit sliding in and out.
See, she likes her dicks to look like a baby's arm holding an apple. Is that you?
Yeah, that's not me. I'm pushing 7 inches, but it ain't no 9 over
okay,
this way.
Okay, but is it thick? Is it thick, though?
Yeah, I got a good couple inches diameter.
How tall are you?
5'7". I'm on one.
5'7". How much do you weigh?
170.
170? Okay, yeah. So you should be good. You should be good.
Yeah, all the ladies tell me I'm fun size.
Oh.
I'm fun size. They can throw it in all portals.
Oh. So how do you feel about anal?
Oh, yeah, I rocks that. And it's, you know, not with everyone, of course, but...
Right.
When it's somebody that I'm close to, my girl or whatever, when it's... somebody I'm real close to, yeah, I do that. I dig it out. I dig it out. I tongue it out.
Oh,
I get up in it.
Tika said, come to her. Come to her.
You were... she...
You know, I'm on this talk to a radio. Yeah,
Tika, man. Tika.
All I'm saying is, woo! I'll be a home wrecker for the right size dick. I ain't lying. I'll be calling LeJay like your ma. I'm a home wrecker too. That's it. I will share with the wife. We gonna do joint custody. You know what I'm saying? 3.5 days there, 3.5 days with me. That's what I need right there. Like, and then I'ma challenge the bitch to a suck off. Let me see if you can have him. But like, I'm not saying I'm Lethal Lips or Candy Deep Throat or nothing like that. Cause them bitches is ruined. I'm just me. I think what makes me different much emotion, and I'm not doing it for money. I'm not doing it for the camera. I'm doing it for the love of the control of the man. That's why I say head is mandatory. Jump out the gate, suck his dick, bust it, and you control him the rest of the fucking night. I'm telling you.
Chuck, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Have you ever sucked a dick and been so into it you came? Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, but then when I got locked up and I couldn't suck dick for 3 years, I lost it.
Fuck.
Yes, I used to be like, oh my God, like I would be sucking dick so good. Like when I knew he was about to come and I was about to swallow that shit, then I would sit and nut, like we coming together. I'm swallowing his nut and then my nut is coming out and I just be like, oh my God. Then I would look at him like, bitch, we ain't done. You better get your ass up and fuck me. What the fuck?
Like, right.
Man, I'd have to catch that.
You would have to catch it?
Yeah.
You keep talking shit, I'm going to find out where you and I'm going to catch you.
Be careful. You see somebody at your window, it's her.
Sick, man.
I suggest you keep all your doors and windows locked if you don't want to be raped.
I'm just saying.
Drip drop.
I'm just saying. Oh. You know.
She can't even say anything about it. She knows.
I know it.
No,
that's crazy.
I'm just saying, listen, this is how I feel. Like, okay, you know what? Let me set the tempo on what I would like to happen this weekend or the following weekend. I would like to be bad bitch, right? Somebody like Dahlia, nice ass, perky titties, because I'm a titty chick. I like
so you know.
And I like being breastfed. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my dude needs to be taller than both of us, because she's taller than me. Now, I'm not saying in any shape, form, or fashion that I want to fuck Dahlia. But if she gave me the pussy, I would take it.
I'm scared.
Yo.
I'm scared. I'm going to need some practice before I even... Oh, hell no. You ain't going to ruin my reputation.
I'm just saying.
Hey, ladies, I'm out, man. Y'all been a real treat tonight, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and sign out, man.
Okay. But like,
all right, love y'all. Peace.
It's like the dude got to be physically fit, tall, you know, nice shape. And I would like to have a nice tool. You know what I mean? So everybody's sitting around, and we're having drinks or whatever. And then, you know, we get relaxed. We get a little tipsy or whatnot. And then we have a good time. Then, you know, I'm going to set it off. I'm not going to wait for the dude to set it off. I'm going to set it off. Like, straight up. I'm going to fuck with him, and I'm going to fuck with the chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a situation where... I'm going to be fucking with her titties. I'm going to be fucking with his dick. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to pull out his dick. I'm going to suck his dick. And I'm going to look on her titties. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's so worked up and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like I should fuck the dude before I bring him into a threesome situation so I can be sure that he's able to adapt to the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, it's not...
Look, she even got it down to a science, y'all.
I mean, I'm just saying, I live this shit in my head. I live this shit in my head. And, you know, if the motherfucker is attached, me and the bitch are going to be two home-wrecking hoes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to sit there, and we're going to fuck around. We're going to be drinking. I'm going to bring out the pizza rock. We're going to take about 5 shots each, right? Because if I'm going to eat her pussy, I want to test the theory. Do your pussy taste like peaches after drinking pizza rock? I'm going to see if his nut tastes good after drinking pizza rock. And I want nut to taste like pizza rock and whatever the fuck I mixed it with. You feel me?
Right. I want that cotton candy drink you had.
Huh?
I want that fucking cotton candy drink you had.
Oh, yeah. That shit had me twisted. That shit had me fucking, too. So, you know, that's like, you know. So, it's like we're drinking, and then we're playing Homewrecker in the background, and we're about to start fucking. And I'm going to tell everybody, yo, look, I'm just telling you, I like to fuck. It ain't no making love, because I don't love neither one of y'all motherfuckers. We just in here to fuck. I'm going to make sure this motherfucker fuck you right. I ain't fucked right. And I'm going to freak you right. So when everybody leaves, everybody is happy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want my pussy to be throbbing. I want that bitch to be puffy like P. Diddy. Oh, well, you know, he don't got no dick. I mean, he don't got no pussy, but his asshole is probably puffy after they...
But yeah, you stay drinking this nigga's drink, though.
I'm, of course. What the fuck? I mean, he's old and he made good liquor. What he doing in his personal life is no concern of mine because he ain't my nigga. I ain't ever go fuck him, but I have a cousin that looks like him and he had a big dick. That motherfucker had a thick, curvilicious dick. Like, it took me like 2 tries to get used to that shit, and it took me the next day to be able to take all of it. The 3rd day, I was a champ. After eating some KFC, it was like, woo, I was good, you know? Recipe shit. So, it's like, it's my goal to give ultimate pleasure to everyone that I'm fucking. So, it's like, sucking and fucking and fondling and all that other shit like that, that's a must. A must. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if the man can't keep up with both of us, then by all means...
There's no need for him to be there.
Yeah, I will bring out the toys. I got a 10-inch white cock. I got a 8-inch chocolate cock. And I got a little 7-inch, 8-inch fab cock. It's not real thick or nothing like that, but it gets me where I need to go. So I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? So my goal this weekend is if I can't have a threesome, I want to be fucked in my ass. I don't want to be fucked real hard because it's been since 09 since I've been fucked in the ass. I want to like get into it. And if it helps you feel better, I can call you and you can...
If you could call me and do an instructional, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I can do that. I can be like, Dahlia, this is what's going to happen. Because I've done it in so long.
Exhibit A.
Missionary. Start out missionary or start out on your side. And it's like, I need his sperm to be the lubricant for my ass. Or, I mean, I might try KY, but there's no better lubricant than his sperm. Because that shit just glides in, you know, once you get past the head, depending on what type of head he gets through head, it's going to take a minute. But if he has...
See, like, the times that that last time that I tried, we fucked, and, like, my pussy was just so wet, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it just drips down to my ass. So we didn't have to use any lube or anything. And I have to bend over, like, doggy style just because, like, if I'm on my side, like, I have a big ass. And so, like...
Nah.
How I'm supposed to do it?
When you want to start out getting fucked in the ass, I'm telling you, it ain't ever going to work because every time he puts the head in, your ass is going to tense up and it's going to hurt. The key is to relax. And each time that, when he puts the dick in, right, each time he pushes up a little bit, you need to relax so your asshole can open up and take a little more dick. Now, we're going to pause right there and we have a caller. We have an eight. Weekend.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on? This is H. Jones. I seen you on, seen y'all promoting it on Twitter that y'all gonna be on. I said I'm gonna call in, so I'm just listening to y'all. I'm dying laughing.
What did you say your name was?
My name is H. Jones on Twitter. H-A-Z-E Jones. Yeah. About the anal thing, it's cute what you're playing, but I got another secret. I just put this girl on Twitter. Like, it slides in easier, like, when you're doing anal doggy style, and she lifts one of her legs up, and it loosens up the rectum hole a little bit, so it slips right in.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, like, she got to lift up a leg, like, you know what I mean? It slides right in, then if it's her first time, to make her feel more comfortable, like when you put it in her ass, you put the tip of it and just put your hand under her clit and play with her clit while you're stroking on her butt, she'll have an instant orgasm. It's different from the vagina orgasm because it's like she kind of squirting. Because you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hartford, Connecticut. I'm from.
Oh, okay. I like the accent.
Yeah. Basically, it's like, you know, when you're playing with a clit at the same time, you're giving her a double pleasure. So it's an orgasm is automatically going to come. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Damn it.
You know, the last time I did that, she was like, and I like to do doggy style, me standing up while I'm on the edge of the bed. Because I'm tall, I'm 6'2", so I was like, I can't really line up with you too good if you're on the bed doing doggy style. I'm too high. I got to fight with you with the aim, you know what I'm saying? It's like playing bullseye. So I got to stand up behind you. So I usually put one leg up on the bed. And
right.
Man, she did that anal. She was having an orgasm. She put her arm back there and she grabbed my my ankle and she was squeezing it. She was coming. I almost snapped my foot off.
Oh, damn.
Because the anal orgasm is different. That's probably the first time you do it.
It is. It is, but
especially the first time.
But the bad side, but the bad part, and if anybody knows me, I'm honest. I'm gonna tell you the good. I'm gonna tell you the ugly, ladies. If you let your man nut in your ass, I'm telling you, do not fart. That shit is gonna run out. You're gonna have diarrhea. So when a nigga nut in your ass, like it's gonna.
I love that.
What?
I love it when I do that to them because it makes them noises. That's how you know that she really feeling it because it's like when you nutting in a girl ass, that's when it basically feels like a pussy because it's so much, it's so lubricant, it's crazy.
I mean, I agree to that because like your sperm is so slippery, like when a motherfucker just come in my pussy, like, and I have a tight pussy, so. It's like every time that you fuck me, it's tighter than it was the first time, you know what I'm saying? So even
right.
The gut in me, it's still tight, but it got that little extra glide because your nut is in there. That's if you're
right.
My man. If you're not my man, you ass the fuck out. You better get to licking my pussy. You just
But the last time I did that, like her ass got wet like a pussy so much I had to keep taking it out and taking the towel and wiping it in her because it was getting too wet to the point that my dick kept falling out. Like, her asshole turned into a pussy. Man, I never seen an asshole get wet like that. Like, I had to keep the towel on deck and just keep opening up her asshole and wiping it with the towel and putting it back in. And it felt better because it was too wet.
Hmm.
I was like, wow. She laughed. I'm telling you real shit.
Big as your dick,
cause
damn.
I knew
that was coming.
I put it on Twitter so y'all could see it.
Oh shit, you my kind of dude. That's what I like, seeing dicks on Twitter. Now, because you from up top, I don't need to tell you to make sure that shit ain't ashy and whatnot.
Nah, don't do
the camera trick. You know what I'm saying? Don't aim it to the left and point it up. And make it seem like your dick is, like, too large for the whole camera screen and nothing like that. Because I be doing this shit.
It's kind of hard taking a dick picture by yourself. I got a couple of them, but sometimes I put them on Twitter, sometimes I don't.
If you got sight, put your dick on webcam. Let me see it.
I got pictures of sperm coming out of it. I'm a freak, man. Matter of fact, I can't even say I'm a freak. I'm kinky. It's a difference.
What's the difference?
Freaky is elementary. I mean, people say, I asked a girl, she a freak, and I be like, okay, tell me what you do. She be like, well, I like writing. I like back shot. I like sucking dick. That's being a freak.
No,
that's automatic.
That's life. Regular shit. Like, I'm kinky. I like hot wax poured on my balls, and you know, I like to suck on your clit while I play with your nipple. I like to do all kind of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cool whip off your clit. That's freaky stuff. Like, put honey in your ass. That's kinky to me. Like, you know what I mean? Put honey in your asshole, lick it out. That's kinky.
I'm a nasty bitch because I like to, well, I'm
going to
hold off on that one.
Oh, no.
I got the song now, huh?
I got to bring in another call. And then after I hear what they have to say, then I might disclose why I'm a nasty bitch, all right? Hold on. So 443-683.
Hey, Miss, you the female Howard Stern on Twitter, right?
Yes.
I'm about to shoot it to you right now. I'm going to have a phone.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see it while you want to hear now.
Yes, I do, because I have my tweet back up. I can see everything.
Hold on. I want you to do it. I'm going to put it up there. Wait, is it Chocolate City?
Yeah, or you can do Choc Mommy 03.
I got Chocolate City.
Yeah, that'll work. So while you're doing that, 443-683, you're live on the air with Choc Mommy, Dahlia, and Hayes.
What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
We doing fine. How you doing?
We're great. How are you?
She said, how's you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I buzzed in for real because I got an issue with the asshole shit. I always feel like a nigga that's eager to stick it in your ass is eager to stick it in a man's ass.
Why is that?
That's not true.
Why is that?
I mean, you said, why is that? I mean, yeah. I guess because I love pussy.
I do too.
No. I'm not judging you or anything like that. I'm just going based off of my opinion for it.
Not to cut you off, but
I love pussy. I love how it.
I think it's crazy because, you know, homosexuals, they also do oral sex. So just because a fat another man put another man's penis in his mouth, I mean, I'm not supposed to get my dick sucked.
No. Hold on. I did that. Give me a second. Let me explain myself. I love pussy. I love the way it looks. I love the way it feels. I love the way it smells. I love the way it tastes. So the whole thing is, an asshole don't look like a pussy. It don't smell like a pussy. It damn sure don't taste like a pussy. And it don't feel like a pussy.
Uh-huh.
So, say it again?
No, I hear you.
So my thought process is, the only gender in this species that have pussies are females.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has an asshole.
Uh-huh.
So with that being said, If you'll fuck it, or if you're too eager to fuck an asshole, you'll fuck any asshole. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
That's basically saying you'll fuck anybody, which is a no-no.
Okay, so this is Dahlia. So you said you love pussy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But that doesn't mean you'd fuck any pussy, though, right? Just because you love pussy, you're not going to fuck any pussy or every pussy, correct?
You know what? Yeah, you're absolutely right. And let me be clear. I'm not saying I ain't never put my dick in a female's asshole, but...
Right. It's just not for you.
Yeah, it doesn't excite me. Like, that's not the first thing that I want to go for. Like,
right.
It's not like...
You come home from work and say, "Baby, I want to have sex. Bend over and stick it right in her ass." I mean, that's suspect. Unless she's telling you to do that,
yeah.
Right? I mean, like I put it to you like this: like, I know males
that's the first thing that they go for.
Okay. Yeah, like that's kind of suspect. If they go for the ass before the pussy, then, I mean, yeah. I mean, but if you do think about it, like, a lot of guys, some guys may like the ass more just because, you know, somebody's ass is not as worn out as their pussy is.
Yeah, that's true.
And it might be tighter, and it just might feel better to them. Like, some dudes prefer head over pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. I love getting my pussy ate. But at the end of the day, I got to have dick to top it off. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't just sit there and get my pussy ate and then not get dick.
Well, it depends on how good the head is.
I mean, either way, like, I mean, I could come a million times from getting my pussy ate, but it's nothing like having a dick just ram you from the back. Like, that's how I feel.
No, I feel you so. You know what, too, with the anal thing? And, like, I get bored easy. So it's like, I like to try different things. You know what I'm saying? You have to try different things to spark a relationship. Like, there's a difference between, you know, anal is the only thing that you want from your girl and trying it every once in a while. And going all out having a ball with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give her the same pleasure in her ass, and I'm going to give her the same pleasure in her vagina. I'm going to give her the same pleasure when I'm giving her head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be, if you say you're exotic, you got to be exotic. If you say you're passionate, you got to be passionate. You fucking, you got to talk to her on her ear, suck on her ear, make her have an orgasm, because that's what you got to do. When a female have an orgasm, 9 out of 10, it's a mental thing. A guy is different. So you got to do everything that you can. Like, you got to go all out. I don't care if I got to fuck you in your ass,
right.
I got to suck in your pussy, I got to hit you from the back, whatever I got to do, that's what I'm going to do, suck on your nipple, whatever. So it's like, it's no limit to what I'm going to do with a female. Like, whatever I do with a female, that's nothing. You can't compare that to what men do to other men, because people going to do what they do regardless.
True.
And, like, I understand, like, I hear a lot of men say, oh, if you're fucking a female and ass, you're a fucking man and that. That's not true. It's because a man has an ass. I mean, I'm a fucking man in the ass because I fuck my girl in the ass. I mean, people already say a mouth is a mouth and an ass is an ass and a pussy is a pussy. It's true, but if I'm fucking it, if I'm doing it to a girl, that doesn't mean I do it to a man. I kiss a girl, but I won't kiss a girl. I kiss a girl, that don't mean I'm going to kiss a man.
Yeah.
A man and a girl has a mouth.
It's not for everybody. Like, anal's not for everybody. I've had a love-hate relationship with it. Like, one time I tried it, and the shit was just horrible. Like, it literally felt like somebody poured battery acid in my shit. And then another time I tried it, and it was, you know, amazing. But it's just, you have to be in that mindset to do it. And I mean, if you're not in that mindset, then it's, you know, then it's not going to be for you. It just, it's not something that is for everybody. I will say that.
I don't like receiving head. I like giving it. It doesn't do anything for me.
What?
I got a chick I need to introduce him to.
What?
Nah, just
don't like it. Mommy.
I'll give it to you in a minute, to the point you'd be calling me tongue fool. But you doing it to me, like, I really don't care for it. It doesn't do anything for me. I just be like,
hey, homie,
if people are trying
to
get me,
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this, homie. I got a chick I need to introduce you to. Like, the funny thing is, she's the first female that ever swallowed on me. So it's kind of like, You know how they say a crack fiend is always looking for that first hit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I'm still scratching myself trying to find somebody that can suck a dick like her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, the head was off the chain to the point where I put the pillow over my face. And
see,
I don't know no kind of homo shit.
I can't take all that.
You can't take it. What you mean you can't take all of it?
I can't take that.
Like, you mean you can't take the sensation that feels so good that I mean, like...
I can't take that. I'm good without that. I'd rather just have regular sex and me do her. I mean, I'm good without that. I'm good without the head. I'm like, it doesn't... I mean, when I was younger, when I first got it done, when I was in my early 20s, I used to like it. But I don't know why I don't like it now. I'm 35, 35 now, and I don't like it. I haven't really liked it in like 10 years.
I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. I feel sorry
My shit will go soft on her mouth.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Really? I feel sorry for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got the wrong female doing it, bro. I feel sorry for you.
I mean, I can't even say that. I mean, I don't want to sound like a hoe or nothing, but it's been tried by more than one female that's a pro at what she do. Like if I would have had them particular people do it when I first started getting head, like 95, 96, 97, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
But now I just don't like it no more.
And I mean, a big thing about like when a dude gets head, if he sees a pretty ass face, like in your mind, you're thinking like, damn, her mouth is on my dick. If that isn't enough to make your dick hard, then it really just isn't for you. Because I mean, half the time, you know, when a woman's about to go down and suck a dick or whatever, a nigga even think about getting some head, his dick is already hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I disagree with that. I don't know if I agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Like,
that's kind of true, but still, it doesn't, like, it's like, like when I started falling off and liking it, I had to, like, help them make me have an orgasm. Like, I had to fuck their face or hump it like it was a vagina. And they said,
right.
Like, they was intimidated by that because they were like, what? You don't like this? This not doing nothing. I'm a pro at this. Like, it was
making
me.
I'm talking about, like, guys who like it.
Yeah,
I'm talking about guys who like it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're saying that, you know, you're not into it. So, like, for me,
well, female can touch me, period, and I get hard. So you don't even have to act like you about to get me head. You can suck on my earlobe and my dick can shoot up.
let me tell you how much I disagree with that. Like, the reason why is because I've always felt that no matter what kind of sex it is, it's always a mental state. So the whole thing is, it doesn't matter, like, what your face looks like. I don't care how pretty you are. But when it comes out to a man, it's all about the feeling. Like, so the whole thing is, I can close my eyes. You can be Halle Berry, or you can be Wanda from, well, not Wanda because that was a man, but you can be, you can be the ugliest chick in the world. Like, my whole point is, it doesn't matter. Like, as a man, like, y'all women always say we think with our dicks. Like, honestly, when it comes down to sex, typically we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can honestly say, when it comes down to head, like, I don't really picture any faces. I don't look down at any faces. I'm closing my eyes so I can see how fast I can come or how long I can hold it off, depending on how good the head is. I'm realistically, I'm sorry to say it, like, I'm sorry to ruin dreams and all that other shit, but I'm a typical man.
It's all good. Everybody different.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Everybody is different because I do have homeboys that say, yo, I can't come off the head, but I tell you like this, if I introduce them to Nikki, the chick who sucked me off for the first time in my life and swallowed my shit. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, it's to the point where they would be addicted to it. And they'd be in the same predicament that I'm in, like, scratching themselves, trying to find the next chick that can make them come off the head and will swallow.
Cool. I ain't gonna lie, though. It's one white lady that she, like, in her late 40s. If I bump into her, I'll pay her to suck my dick, and I don't even like getting my dick sucked. When she used to do that shit to me back in the day, I used to nut like in 2 minutes. Like, her mouth was crazy.
Whoa.
her mouth was crazy.
Okay, now, hey, see, when you say pay, you done took me to another level. Have you ever paid for pussy, like, directly?
What way do you mean? Saying, okay, I'm going to give you this, and you want to give me some booty?
Yeah, trick it if you got it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, you tricking if you married.
Oh, see what I'm saying? So you agree that, to me, when people say they're married, I say, being a housewife is the oldest form of prostitution, and some bitches get mad at me. But I'm just saying, you agree with me.
Of course, I mean, you tricking if you married. For an example, say you married and y'all both splitting the bills 50-50, and then you just randomly lose your job, and then act like you don't want to go get another job to help pay that mortgage. You're not going to be getting your dick sucked every night if you was her sex. You're not going to be getting sex like you was getting sex. She's going to start degrading your manhood.
That's true.
And everything.
If
you
the man ain't
saying?
Taking care of home.
But I bet you if you get another job and come back saying, "Hey, babe, here's my $2,000 for the month to go towards the house bills."
Oh yeah.
I bet you she'd drop. She would drop to her knees right in the kitchen in front of company and give you head.
Not me, but I understand.
I used to do it. Tricking come in all kind of forms. Like when I used to live with my ex-girl when she lost her job. You know, I mean, I moved in with her because she had two kids to support. So I moved in with her. I used to give her like $1,500 a month by the 10th because I should know the rent got to be paid by the 10th. So I'd give it to her like on the 2nd or the 3rd. And every time I did that, she would drop to her knees and just go crazy on me and fuck throw on her high heels and jump on me and bounce all over my dick.
Damn. Okay, hold that thought. We have another caller. This is getting interesting because I'm going to come back and ask you guys
about trick.
What our topic was, and it's called Homewrecker. You know, what is your definition of a homewrecker? Because we played the song by LaJade, and she was in a situation with a man, and she considered herself to be a homewrecker because she was sleeping with him. Me personally, I feel like if somebody ain't taking care of home, they're wrecking their own shit. It's not the person that they're sleeping with, per se, unless you're in a nice relationship. There's nothing wrong. And him or her are pursuing you, and then you break down, and you get them some pussy, or you get them some dick. Then that person could consider being a homewrecker, depending if they keep fucking with you and neglecting what they have at home. So hold that thought. And we're going to bring in 614-843. You're riding the wave with Chuck Mommy and Dahlia. How can we help you?
All right, now. This is DJ Marv Gohart.
Baby?
Yeah, what's up? This is my first time actually getting a chance to listen to the show, and this shit is crazy, yo. man, so... Dude don't like head, and that shit, like, look, okay, I can't come off head, but I love it. I love it to death, but I ain't never had nobody, I ain't never came off of it or nothing.
That's crazy. Really? You should be able to have an orgasm from it then if you love it.
You said what?
You should be able to have an orgasm off of then if that's what you love. I don't understand that.
Yeah, maybe it just ain't happened long enough, or I don't know.
Did you just start getting it done?
Nah, it's been a while. I probably just ain't never got it long enough, because that's my shit right there.
You probably get, I used to get to the point where I used to get too excited, and I'd be like, fuck it, it's bend over.
See, that's my thing. I like being in control, too. I like
it gets me excited. Like, I know, like, I used to love her doing it in a 69 position. And while she's sucking my dick, I'm sucking all pussy, and I got one of my fingers in her asshole. And it was feeling so good to the point I'm like, fucking stop. Just bend over. I can't take this shit no more. And that's what a lot of men do. A lot of my boys tell me that. She do it so good, I got to tell her to stop.
Yeah, I like ending up hitting it from the back, you know. And, man... This shit crazy, yo. Chalk Mommy, your shit, this, and your voice. I love your voice, yo. That shit crazy, yo.
Thank you. Now, see, I got a question, and I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Okay, now, we've been talking about being fucked in the ass, and Hayes is like, he's freaky, he kissed the ass, he tongued the ass, or whatever. And I feel like, you know, if motherfucker lick my ass and he try to kiss me, I'ma kiss him because my ass is clean. Now, do y'all allow a female to like play with y'all ass with her tongue?
No, no. I don't even let you squeeze my butt when you fucking.
that's doing a little too much.
No, not at all.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if we give you an, or if the man gives you an inch, you might as well go ahead and take him out.
You might as well get a strap on and go ahead and just fuck him.
And she will.
Man.
Right.
No, no, for a female to lick your ass.
Oh, yeah.
What?
A man not supposed to be stimulated by his butt.
Let me explain to you why. For me, I can speak for myself. I'm gonna tell you like this. My ass in no way is a pleasure zone. Like that for me is a no-no zone.
No-no.
Like I'm trying to tell you that shit is for exit only.
It has a do not enter sign by it.
Okay,
man, my shit got a nigga standing next to it with a gun. Because if you come too close to that motherfucker, he gonna shoot the shit out your ass.
Security is enforced.
Mind you, she's licking your ass. She's not penetrating your ass.
Let me tell you, don't touch my ass.
You get past the cheeks. Come on now.
That's why I don't understand how them NBA dudes be smacking each other on the butt. Like who invented that?
I'm gonna tell you like this.
If I hit a three, do not touch my butt because I hit a three pointer. Don't do that.
It's the whole thing. I'm gonna keep one. I'm gonna tell you like this, homie. I played football. I tell you like this. Every nigga in the locker room that I played football with, I felt was heterosexual. So like if I did something right and the motherfucker came and smacked me on my ass, that's adrenaline. Like fuck all that. But if we in the heat of passion and she grabs my ass, I'm gonna grab her neck. And it's not on a sexual matter that I'm grabbing her neck. Like it's on some shit like get the fuck off my ass.
See, that's why those are things y'all have to talk about on the first date. Even if you got to randomly sneak that conversation in and get that shit on her head right away.
So you can't lick my ass. She gonna look at you like, nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Like, where did that come from? If she
you just don't know how to say it. I mean, there's ways to, you know, bring it up. Especially if y'all getting married.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I understand this. And if you tell him that you want to lick his ass and he's excited about it, you need to question the motherfucker that you out with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keeping it 100.
You can't talk to them about that. You'll talk to them about it when her tongue gently strokes your ass.
I felt kind of weird 2 weeks ago because the first time this girl was on top of me and she was sucking on my nipple, and I felt kind of weird. It felt good, but that felt weird. Like I was like, should I tell her to stop?
Baby girl, I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I'll keep 100. I'm a real nigga. I'll keep 100. I tell you like this. Once you get to the tank, I'm already at that point in time. I'm on edge.
Start tightening up your shit.
Right, hell yeah. Like, I'm trying to tell you, I'm on edge. Like, you might get kicked in the face.
Fist balling up your shit.
Like, I'm trying to tell you, you could be riding around getting it, you fuck around with me.
What about toe sucking?
Not
what
my toes.
Would I do it as a man?
Would you do it to her?
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm keeping it 100. I ain't done it since I was like 1920. I'm 28 now.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done it because I feel like that's not something that you do for just anybody.
No, of course not.
But I eat the pussy. Like, what kind of sensitivity?
That's like, I don't eat any girl out. I don't fuck any girl in the ass. I don't kiss any girl. But when I find out one particular match that I go all out on, it's none that I won't do to her. But it's things that she can't do to me.
You sign somebody I went to church with. You say you from Connecticut.
Huh?
That's even worse. Church motherfuckers are the worst. Y'all are super nasty because y'all do it in the name of Jesus.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to keep 100. I got a cousin who's a preacher's kid, right? That motherfucker lost his virginity in church.
Oh, God.
So, with that being said,
he's going to hell.
Hey, hold on.
First class.
Judge ye not, for ye shall also be judged. You know what? See, that's what I'm going to mess with you.
Okay, I got a question. In the chat room, Blog Butt is like, what if she started licking your ass when you were asleep? Well, I mean, what happened?
That bitch
okay,
be...
can I ask you that first?
Look, while I'm asleep, look. Okay, if I was asleep, all right. And she might get hit, and then I'm gonna be like, I thought I was dreaming. That might be what happened.
No, fuck that.
Man, that
fuck
shit.
That. Fuck that. Let me tell you about me. I'm gonna tell you like this, and I did that. But the whole thing is, you should know the people that you're fucking with.
Like,
honestly,
do some
sneaky
shit
I'm gonna tell
like
you
that.
Like this.
Nah.
Now what you say, baby?
I said, if she gonna do some sneaky shit like that, then there's something else she doing.
No, but right, exactly. Hold on, but that's number one. But hold up, like my whole thing is, there's a screening process of who gets to stay the night in my bed. My whole thing is, I don't just let anybody sleep over.
Yeah.
So if you're sleeping over, consider yourself lucky. But at the same time, I don't. If you're sleeping over, you pass the screening process, so to the point where I know that I won't wake up with your tongue in my ass.
And then how are you sleeping on your hands and knees? Like, how the fuck she do that on the sneak though?
That's not a good question.
I'm sleeping on my back
when
I have a question.
I have a question.
Start touching your dick, and then. She goes to the balls, and she's knowing what she's doing. She hits the
Let me
tank, and then all of a sudden,
she gets choked out.
Hey, let me tell you like this. The screening process cuts all of that shit out. Because I'm going to tell you like this. The whole thing is, after the screening process, you know there's no such thing, when it comes down to heavy, as being a suspect-ass nigga.
Hey, hold on, Delilah? How you say your name?
Dahlia. Yeah.
My bad. Delilah?
She got a question.
Yes, I do have a question. I'm just like, oh, my God, y'all cracking me up. Okay, so how do y'all feel about getting your dick sucked from the back? Is that too close to the ass or what?
I've never had that happen, but... I've never had that happen.
I'm gonna be honest. I agree with my man. My man said that's real weird. So, like, I don't.
That's just like that's and another main reason why I don't think men should get their ass ate out because she's gonna put you in a position. She's gonna put you in a position that you put a female in a position. Like she has to bend you over.
This is a position of dominance.
A man should not be on his knees during sex unless he's hitting us on the back. And you're not laying me down, putting my legs in the air. You're not going to make me feel like a female. Next thing I know, you're going to pull out a damn dildo.
That's chack all the way. That is chack all the way.
That's giving her too much control.
I'm going to take control any motherfucker way because I'm a dominant female.
You can do that when you're riding me. You can take control when you're riding me. not with my legs in the air, you mean?
I'm going to take control when your ass go to sleep.
I'm going to put your ass to sleep,
so it's no control over it.
See, you're going to sleep on the other end of the bed.
Hey, Chalk Mommy, what was the homewrecker question, though?
What is your definition of a homewrecker? Because this chick has this song and she was talking about being a homewrecker. Me personally, I feel like that is like, there are so many answers to that because a homewrecker could be the male or the female not doing what they need to do to sustain home and they're fucking up their home to where the mate feels like they need to go elsewhere to get what you're not giving them anymore.
The homewrecker is the lady that you cheating with that don't give head.
I thought a homewrecker was somebody that know you with whoever and come in and try to fuck all that shit up. That's what I thought it was.
Or a female that I know you're in a relationship and she still gives you.
Yeah, pussy. Yeah, and come in and try to fuck everything up.
I mean, why gotta be a female? Like, dudes do the same.
Niggas could be homewreckers too.
Because it would be awkward if my man number one and my man number two said, "Yeah, a homewrecker is a nigga." Like, you know what I mean? Like that would have been awkward. So that's why we say females,
right?
But it's just not a one way street. Niggas could be homewreckers
too. But usually, I say it's a female because when a man is a homewrecker, when a man is in that position, her husband or her boyfriend doesn't find out. The man only get caught when he's cheating.
That goes back to what I said earlier, Chuck.
Ultimately, though, like, a homewrecker is what you allow them to be. Like, whether they're male or female, if you allow them to step into your relationship and separate you and your significant other, then that's what a homewrecker is.
I have a 54-year-old lady that I date that's married, and she been married. She been married probably 30 something years. She got kids in college. She got kids my age, and none of them ever know anything about me. Her husband never suspects anything. They don't know anything about me at all. And I've been fucking her for like 2 years.
He too old.
can I make a real quick?
Don't know what the hell going on.
Please, can I make a real quick joke?
She's a sexy lady. She drives a brand new Jaguar. She looks like a 23-year-old.
She is sexy in your ass. She's 54 and you fucking her.
She got a big booty. She got thick legs. She's the bomb.
Okay, and now I got you. Can I make a joke?
Once or twice a month. And another, her husband never suspects anything.
Okay, but
can I make two jokes, please?
Mm-hmm.
The first of which, the reason why the husband don't know is because his ass ain't take his medicine.
I guarantee you, the husband probably know. He just can't keep up with her ass, so he's like,
right,
I'm going to let this young nigga wear her out, and she going to come back.
But the reason why he sees that she got a big ass and all that other shit is because he done took the husband's medicine. Like, his eyes
are fucked up. Let me tell you something. The thing I don't understand about their relationship is, you know, when I first fucked her, the first time we had sex was in the backseat of her Jaguar in the park. And we met on Facebook, and I asked her, I said, how was the sex between you and your husband? She said, it is great. She said, he fucks the shit out of me every night. He's the best sexual partner in the world. So I asked her, I said, why are you with me then? I'm thinking maybe, you know, she's here because maybe he's lacking in that department. And he's in a wheelchair at that.
I understand this, homie.
Must be on point.
We
can roll all around the house.
But understand this, though. Here we go. Watch this. Like, keep in mind, when it comes down to sex, sex always goes back to the mental state. So,
when you in love,
as much as I joke about it, like when it comes down to a person, like you can be in love with somebody, and the sex can be on the change. But as soon as you fall out of love with them, the sex is bullshit.
Right.
But you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it makes me come to you, Dahlia and you, Chop, and the two of you ladies.
I think she's a nympho.
But it makes me go to these two ladies and ask them. I gotta ask, like, have you all ever been in a relationship where the sex was off the chains when you was in love with a person, but as soon as you weren't in love with that person, the sex was bullshit?
See, with me, as far as the relationship go, like, the sex always seems to progress, along with the dick size as well. So, like, from all my past relationships, I mean, at the time, yeah, I'm like, oh, this is great. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he got this, he got that. Soon as we break up, I find somebody better, and I'm like, damn, this nigga's shitting on this other nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just keeps progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, as far as Chalk, you know, she's had her fair disappointments, but, like, when I look, you know, back and be like, damn, I used to think he was doing something. Like, that little bitty shit, you know, like, I'm only 21, so I haven't experimented a whole lot or had, like, hella partners or anything like that. So, I mean, I started, like, in the 9th grade. So, I mean, of course, at that time, you just surprised you fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Daddy, I got a question for you.
What's
you're
up?
You're only 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got any big man in you?
You say what?
Do you have any big man in you?
Like, have I? Are you going to ask me, do I want to?
Exactly. No, fuck with you, baby. I'm just joking. I didn't realize you were that young, that's all.
I'm like, what?
But she has, like, a mature mind. Now, to answer
that
question...
I really couldn't tell. I know.
I
would have thought she was 21.
When she told me that. Now, to answer your question, you know, when you're out of love, if the dick feels good or whatever, I'm getting a situation where the dick was good, the relationship was bad. As long as I stayed in the bed with him and we fucked, everything was fine. It was like being on a separate island. But as soon as he nutted and I stepped out of the bed to go wash my pussy, I couldn't stand his ass. And the only way that I could just tolerate him was we just had to fuck all the time and I was happy. But outside of the bedroom and I thought about I didn't like him, then I would be more, I would go fuck somebody else and they dick wouldn't be good. And then I would come back and fuck him because I would be happy with his dick. So it's like, I've been in situations where I didn't like you, but I liked
right.
dick, and it was okay. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess I'm just a doggish-ass female. Like, I can fuck you, and then I can fuck Marv, and I can fuck somebody else and swerve and down like I haven't did shit all motherfucking day and just be happy that I had 3 dicks and I'm good. I'm filled up for the day. And then think about my victims for tomorrow.
This bitch got a little black book that turned into a fucking yellow page.
Now,
Dahlia.
Why do I have a boyfriend? I don't know. Because I thought I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
But, damn. It's too much dick out here. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. That's the way I feel, too, about being in a relationship. About being in a relationship, she has to be the bomb for real. Like, she really has to be that chick that don't even want to make me look at or think about fucking another chick. That's why I have big gaps in between my relationships. Like, it'd be 5 or 7 years apart between the times I'd be in relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, see. I don't
want to go out with you and cheat on you, because that's the worst thing a man could do to a woman that don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
well, I think the moment I get cheated on is the moment you become a victim, because I'm cutting some dicks off.
But
oh,
if you bring her along and tell her, it's not that bad.
Wow.
I mean, me personally, when I'm fucking somebody, if I can bring him along so he can see what he's not doing and see what the next nigga is doing, I think the relationship will be better.
See, I cheated on my baby mother back in the 90s. When we was together, I was 2 to 3 years older than her, so... You know, she was 17, I was 19. Well, matter of fact, when we first got together, she was 16, I was 18 when we first got together. And it was, you know, she just started having sex. I already was having sex already for like 4 or 5 years. So, you know what I mean? So it was like a lot of things she wasn't used to or a lot of things she wasn't into yet. And I was just becoming a young man, you know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of
a lot of my peers or whatever was doing a lot of things that I wanted to try, and she wasn't into sucking dick. She wasn't definitely wasn't into anal. So it was like, hey, I want to, you know, see how this shit is. And you know what I mean? And she wasn't with it, so I went out and got it from other women.
Yeah,
and
back in the day, if you were a girl or a woman, like, you know, if somebody said you suck dick, you'd be like, no, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a bad thing.
Yeah,
but now, if somebody be like, well, you suck, I'd be like, okay.
And I'm talking. I'm talking 95, 96, 97.
I'm still watching cartoons.
A lot of black women wasn't really, they was, you know, giving head and doing anal behind the scenes, the ones that was doing it. Like, it was more edible for a white woman to come out and say they sucked dick. They the ones that created all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But like, you're right, nowadays it's more mutual for a woman to come out and say, you know, I give head. But to this day, my baby mother say, she's not giving her no head, and she's 33 now, 34. She's never sucked a dick in her life. She just against it. She's like, a dick doesn't belong in a person's mouth, but she'll open her legs and I want you to suck her pussy all day long. And she still wonder why she's single and not married. Yeah, that's the kind of person. She's real bougie. That's how
and
she
to
is,
me,
so.
It's much worse to eat a pussy than to suck a dick.
Because you're going into a person's flesh.
To me, I had a friend who, you know, she was like, oh, he could eat my pussy, but I'm not sucking his dick. And I damn near slapped her. I'm like, bitch, do you realize all the phases that a pussy goes through? You know what I'm saying? Like, but a dick, you know, when we suck it, the only wetness is just a little bit of nut and mostly your spit. You know, he's getting your whole day. You know what I'm saying? We bleed from that shit every fucking month. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's open.
There's so many fucking compartments. It's ugly. You know what I mean? Like, don't be selfish.
I always said a clip reminds me of Chitlins. It kind of looks like
Some pussies remind me of, like, Arby's sandwiches, like roast beef. That, I just can't do no. I just be like, oh, Lord.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to post this picture on Twitter, and it's all these different types of pussies. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to post that shit. And my name DJ Marv Go Too Hard. I'm about to post that shit as soon as I get off the phone.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Y'all nasty. Y'all what?
And you love it. You gotta love it, though, baby.
You keeping it 100. You freaky bitch.
Yeah, you were supposed to tell us why, though, and you still have it.
Hey, I did. Y'all just weren't paying attention. Because the niggas was on the phone talking about, no.
And are you talking about the whole ad, licking ass shit? Fuck.
That's what my man. After I put him in the shower and washed him off,
like
a real good.
I can't ever see myself eating an ass. Man. I just can't.
What
female would want to eat a dude's ass? It's all hairy and what the fuck?
Nah, men I fuck with, they don't have hair. I don't like that. Cause I don't got time to be plucking hair out of my teeth.
A nigga ain't gonna shave his ass. I ain't finna shave my ass.
He ain't got to. Just
take the time out of my day to shave my ass.
Okay, I have a question for y'all on the phone. When you pee, do you take a square of toilet paper and wipe your tent, or do you just shake and go?
I shake it out.
Look, if you take toilet paper and wipe that shit off, you a bitch.
Yeah,
that's what I got to say about that shit.
No,
You might as well sit down and take a piss.
No, I disagree. Every man that I've been with, I make them. Because I feel like if I'm sucking your dick, I don't want no dried up piss on the tip of your dick. Listen, I don't want your ass coming to bed, and you know how it is. Listen.
Look. I'll take a rag and wipe it off for you. I'll do that. But I ain't finna take
no. You didn't use no toilet paper.
Why wouldn't you use toilet paper? That's what it's for. You're going to use that same rag in the morning to wash your face.
Toilet paper is for your butt, not for your penis. That's just too feminine for me.
How is that feminine? Toilet paper? Using toilet paper is too feminine? Hygiene is too feminine?
No, that,
look,
I don't consider that.
I'd rather it off for you. I'll piss and take a shower for you.
I'd rather do that too.
I think that is
because
a
female definitely going to take a shower if I put my mouth.
I mean,
on.
At least you know
I'll
it's really clean
wife.
For real.
I think that's crazy.
Look,
the time after y'all piss, you put your shit back in your pants and there's still piss drizzling down your leg or in your fucking boxes.
You
know, you
that's,
know
why,
it.
That's why you squirt
okay,
it
look,
out.
Okay, look. After you take a shit,
that.
Do you?
Like that.
Is it cleaner after you wipe your ass or after you wash your ass?
I mean, at the same time, though, are you not going to wipe
he
your ass
the right
at all?
Right question, woman.
Right.
But are you, I mean, do you, after you shit, do you jump right in the shower or do you wipe your ass with toilet paper and then hop in the shower?
That's what he asked you. He asked you the same question.
I mean, I'm just saying, to me, that's common sense. I wipe every time I piss. I wipe every time I shit.
Well, do you wash your ass?
What I'm trying to say is, for you, if you felt like it needed to be wiped off, I would just go ahead and clean it for you. The toilet paper thing is just a little weird to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to get into specific,
then we would have to talk about what type of shit we just took.
Hold on. Before you go that far.
I'm not going that far at all.
I'm gonna keep it real based on myself and all the real men. The key is, first of all, knowing when your shit ain't right. So the whole thing is, if you know your dick ain't right, you're not gonna go to no pussy and expect no head when your dick ain't right.
Damn.
So with a nigga like me, I keep 100. Just like I do a test on the female to see if her pussy stink.
Mm-hmm.
I go test with my dick to make sure my dick is straight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to
make
sure I'm 100.
But that's the thing. You still have nasty motherfuckers in this world. I mean, how many times do you hear a nigga talking about a bitch with a stanky pussy? She knows her pussy stank.
Can I ask you a question, though, baby?
She knows her pussy stank.
You know what? I 100% agree with that, but I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not even going to ask you a question.
And they still fuck her.
But here's the deal. I'm not even going to ask a question. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a real nigga. I'm a real man.
Right.
So I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for them.
I understand. And I mean, I respect that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we do have some ratchet-ass people out in this world, like, where niggas is fucking dirty. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You go over to a bitch's house and your drawers is on the floor and you looking down like, what is in this nigga's drawers? Or you have girls who drop their panties and you're like, okay, bitch, what the fuck just happened? Like, you know,
and for a nigga like me, you gotta let them speak
who's
for themselves.
Cooking seafood.
I got a homeboy, and I tell you like this. He deals with a well-known young lady on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a well-known young lady. Like,
right.
She's got a hell of a lot of followers. But the funny
what's
thing
her name,
is,
yo?
He
what's
was,
her name?
I can't put it out there like that.
At that bitch. No, kidding. We messy.
Right. I'll just say she got long hair. But I'm gonna tell you like this. The funny thing is, it ain't anybody. Like, her name talks about long hair. Well, so if you can figure that shit out, that's on you. But the funny thing is, like, my homeboy hitter, he was like, it smelled like I fried tilapia in my eye.
Oh, fucking tilapia. That shit make your nose hair fall out.
It ain't super deep, though, girl,
I mean,
is it?
That's
it
Like, my thing is, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how, like, a woman knows when her pussy gets to that point. Like, if you know you just walked home from the fucking store and it's 100 degrees outside and you sweating, I mean, just that alone, you know what I'm saying, should feel uncomfortable.
I understand this, baby. I'm going to tell you like this. I am a big man.
Yeah.
And my whole thing is, I hate to sweat. I'll put it to you like this. I'm a supervisor in a call center.
Okay.
I hate to sweat sitting at my desk.
Yeah.
So if I go out and I play football, if I hoop, like, it don't matter what I do, I feel like I have to play shower after I play basketball.
Right.
I have to play shower after I play football. So as human beings, as responsible individuals,
mm-hmm.
we should be able to take care of our own individual bodies to the point where we say, hey, my balls need a washing, or, you know
the clit need to be washed.
Hey, my clit needs a wiping. You know what I mean? Like, my whole thing, I say like this.
I'm going to start to say that now. That's going to be my new phrase.
I had one of the baddest females, like, honestly, that I ever thought I'd get in my bed one time, right?
Ugh.
And I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm going to... No, hold on. Don't tell a story before I get to it. but, like, I'm looking at her, and when I hollered at her, everybody was trying to go at her, but I got it because I played the background, all that other shit. I'll tell y'all my game later. But at the same time, I got in my bed, and I'm like, damn, what am I going to do with her? So when I go to put, like, I ain't going to lie, I wouldn't go eat it. I'm a big man. Big people know how to eat. Like, it is what it is.
That's true. Uh-huh.
So I go to put my face in it, and at the end of the day, like, the shit smell like her asshole. Like, I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
See, now, she wiping from back to front.
Right.
You know that bitch wiping wrong.
She might not be
wiping wrong. That bitch ain't get her annual done. That's disgusting. Ew. You know what? She probably takes it in the ass and then gets it put right back in her pussy. That is gross.
Nah, look, let me tell you something. No, hold on, baby. I'm gonna tell you some real shit. Like. Not only am I a big man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fairly in the industry, so I know females who do things just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
I have a female that I met at a club one night. That let's just say she fucked me, like, just because she thought I was somebody. So the whole thing is, like, that night she took it in her ass, and her ass wasn't the tightest asshole I've ever fucked.
Yeah.
but at the same time, her asshole did not smell like her pussy.
Yeah.
So that excuse is beneath me.
I just feel like...
I mean, if my whole thing is, as a female, your pussy is your most prized possession.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if you're a millionaire. Your pussy still does not have the right to smell like ass.
No.
What I meant
by her getting it taken in her ass and it being put right back in her pussy is obviously it's a bacterial infection going on. That's what I was saying.
Because
you're just not supposed to do that. That's like a law.
And you know what? I understand what you're saying. But like I said, your pussy should be your most prized possession, especially if you don't have any kids, which she did not. Well, my whole thing is, if your pussy is your prized possession, you're going to do everything that you need to in order to take care of that motherfucker.
Yeah, either way, she's a nasty-ass bitch. That's disgusting.
Baby girl, your pussy should never smell like ass.
Your pussy should never stink, period.
Your pussy should never
That's
go it. Stop. Not make that
I mean, if you've been out playing tennis,
out in 100-degree weather, of course your pussy will stink when you get done.
But that's the thing. You should never feel comfortable enough to fuck somebody in those conditions.
I'd rather... I know females who've been out there in 100-degree weather, and their pussies are made diamonds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and it all goes, I mean, honestly, it's down to a fucking science as far as, you know what I'm saying, your body chemistry, what you eat, how you eat, shit like that. But, I mean, just the point being, you